And 6:06, it is overcast and 60 degrees. Not much movement today on the temperatures. A high of 64 expected. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin at state capitol this morning. The Oklahoma legislative leaders say an agreement on a supplemental funding bill to pay for projects this year likely will include at least $8 million to begin repairs on the state capitol's crumbling facade. Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingman.
Part of that would be to start the exterior, sealing up the cracks and all the water that gets behind the limestone, and to stop the deterioration that's going on.
$2 million would be used to pay for a study to figure out just how much work needs to be done at the Capitol and how best the state should pay for it. Well, today is the tax filing deadline. You have until midnight tonight to get your tax papers in the mail. Now, the airport postal station at 2601 North Cargo Road will be open until midnight with counter service. The final touches are being placed on Mayor Bartlett's proposed city budget. The spending plan goes to the city council before the end of the month. And he's keeping a close watch on the city's primary source of income, sales taxes. And last month was disappointing.
The sales tax is about 7.4% below our budget estimates. And as we said repeatedly, we all have to realize that we never have been out of the woods. We've done a good job of reining in our spending.
He's already warned the city council that the new city budget will be tight. This week, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on a federal law dealing with the adoption of Native American children. Tomorrow, the High Court takes up the case of a South Carolina family fighting for the custody of their adopted daughter. The state Supreme Court sided with the girl's father, a member of the Cherokee Nation, who had never met the girl. She was returned to him here in Oklahoma. Could Tulsa really host the Summer Olympics? A group in Tulsa is working on a pitch for the city to the U.S. Olympic Committee. The U.S. Committee has asked if Tulsa is really serious. Tulsa organizer Neil Mavis says Mayor Bartlett responded to that inquiry.
He did write a letter to the USOC and say that we are interested in at least pursuing the conversation. Right now, no tax dollars have been spent on this, and all of it has been privately funded.
Tulsa would have to build an Olympic stadium and pool, but Mavis says we're in about the same position as Atlanta when it made a successful pitch for the 1996 Summer Games. A small area of an Oklahoma county on the Arkansas border is no longer under a drought. It's the first time that the drought has been broken anywhere in the state for the past 10 months. The latest report from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows that the most extreme drought conditions has gradually retreated from the east to the west throughout the Midwestern United States. The 18th anniversary of the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City will be marked with a reading of 168 victims' names and a speech by Governor Fallon. The ceremony is set to begin at the Oklahoma City National Memorial Site Friday morning at 8:30. Our weather forecast, a 30% chance of rain, a high today of 64. Rain chances increased to 40% tonight. We'll be down to 51 for an overnight low. And tomorrow, thunderstorms still with us at a high of 63. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. It shows us no precipitation in northeast Oklahoma. Right now, it is overcast and 60. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.